this country used to have 11,000 blue helmet. So it means that we decreased the presence of the blue helmet. And during this decrease, what happened is that every coast security forces have been put on the driving seat with regard to the security. Even I can take the example of the securing of the elections. We were on the third layer. It means that the first layer was handled by the security forces of Cote d'Ivoire, so as the second layer. So for us, the security forces are fully ready to take over.
Now, the mission was started in 2004. Can you tell us why the UN sent a mission to Cote d'Ivoire?
Yes, at that moment, you remember, it was a kind of war in Cote d'Ivoire, and the country was divided in two. So it was the reason the United Nations sent the mission there, to try to reunite the country and then also to bring together all the parties so that they can look forward as the same destiny for their country. So it was a kind of bringing the two parties together. Each of the parties has its own army and then also its own administration.
To that, can you tell us what it is the UN found on the ground and what were the main challenges at that time?
Yes, at that time, as I said, two armies in the same country, a lot of combatants, and also the fighting almost were going on. And the challenges was to have the parties being sitting around the table to reach an agreement, first to dismantle the partition of the country, and then also to talk together to reach an agreement with regard to the organization of the elections at that moment, and also with regard to the organization of the power and the solution to be found for the root causes of the crisis in Cote d'Ivoire.
Those elections were the 2010 elections, which in fact led to a political crisis following the presidential elections. How did this impact the mission's mandate, and was it able to adapt? Have the root causes of the conflict been addressed and resolved at this point?
No, we cannot say that addressing the root causes of conflict in Cote d'Ivoire, so as everywhere in the world, takes time. Everybody is committed to continue the work that has been done by UNOSI in support of the government and the people of Cote d'Ivoire.